And now,
this winning weekend is actually a two-parter. Yay. We're featuring the richest guys in rock and roll.
Hey, you mean Milli Vanilli?
We're talking about the Glimmer Twins, Keith Richards and Mick Jagger.
Part one.
This weekend, we have a DVD, Keith Richards Under Review, a two-hour look at the man with nine lives.
Next weekend is part two.
It's Mick's turn, and it's gonna be good. The winning is to be continued.
Yeah, so Keith Richards in the spotlight this weekend. It's a biographical DVD called Keith Richards Under Review. You know, the old saying, any press is good press, that may be overstated. I mean, being caught in a hotel room at the Barnyard Animal may not be the headlines you want, but Keith very upfront about the Stones trying to stay in the news back in the day.
You know, a lot of PR went into it, a lot of it, you know, without consciously trying to make it. Was just like, what move do we make today? What do we do today? You know, come on, Andrew, let's dream up a gig, you know, some gag.
Andrew Oldham, yeah, let's do something, get in the papers again today. And man, were they ever. If you're interested in this Keith Richards DVD, it's 2 hours worth of Keith. 1-800-827-7882. I'll take lucky seven right now. The Stones, we're doing a two-part winning weekend thing. We got Keith this weekend, Keith Under Review, a two-hour documentary, kind of a, you know, biography of his life. And the next weekend, we'll do Mick. But, you know, Keith does address the Ed Sullivan show. It was not the Ed Sullivan, it was the Dean Martin show. Yeah, the Stones did the Dean Martin show. And coming out of their performance, Dean Martin made fun of them.
Wanna make love to you.
Great.
And he rolled his eyes.
Well, I'm going to let you in on something. You know all these singing groups today, you're under the impression they have long...
You know, somebody called Diamond Dave Liberace after last night's show. They did. The sequin jacket, the hair's too short, they wanted more jumping, longer hair, the old days, but things change. I'm surprised he wasn't wearing glasses. It wasn't the same to some. One fan, like I said, compared him to Liberace, strutting in an embroidered jacket and those skin-tight leather-striped pants, but it was good to see them up there, and actually, kudos for Wolfie on night number one in Charlotte. The tour's off and running. They'll take tonight off, collect themselves, and head for Greensboro, and then the two-night stand in Philly next week. Hello?
Hi.
What's up?
Hey, is this Tony Scott?
Speaking.
You have such a distinct voice.
I have a distinct voice. That could be good or bad.
Hey, am I caller number five?
Yes.
Oh my God.
What's your name?
That is so cool. Lori.
Lori, you got some great viewing here, some outrageous viewing.
Oh, great. My husband will love it. Thanks so much.
Well, pop a little corn, whip up some refreshments, kick back and watch. The Life and Times of Keith Richards.
Okay, thanks.
And have a good weekend, won't you?
Hey, you too.
All right, thank you. Keith Richards Under Review on DVD, the two-hour story of the Life and Times of. We'll thank MVD Entertainment Group. We got them all weekend.
Okay, so here's Keith Richards inducting a band into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 2004.
These cats are steeped in the blues. So am I. I'm steeped in several other things as well.
Okay. And you tell me who Keith was inducting there. Was that Aerosmith, Led Zeppelin, or ZZ Top to win the DVD Keith Richards Under Review? 800-827-7882.
ZZ Top.
Yes, ZZ Top is right. You did it.
Right on.
ZZ Top. What's your name?
Tony.
Tony. Not Tony Scott.
No.
Oh, okay, good. Because he's not eligible.
That's my voice.
Yeah, I know, and I know he would like to get his hands on this Keith Richards DVD. So stick around to win yours. Thank you, MVD. Got some Boston coming up.